Good evening. I call to order this May 23rd, 2023 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable, and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to me, the council, or to city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted at both exits, and we will begin with a roll call of members.
Hafer, here. Paulson?
Here.
Schenk? Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Samuel?
Here.
Ferrari?
Here.
Heifel?
Here.
All members present except for Schenk.
Please join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 4, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote.
All members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 5, consider resolution number 2023-18, approving the renewal proposal received from BCBS, Blue Cross Blue Shield, for employee health insurance effective July 1st, 2023. Thank you. That was going to drive me crazy.
I'm a little off anyway, but I don't need to be even more off. So.
Thank you. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The one item that's on the agenda for tonight, can't guarantee that it'll always be this way, but the one item on the agenda is somewhat time sensitive, and that is approving the renewal for the insurance that the city has. As we bring the PowerPoint up here, again, you have this in your packet, and so for the citizens to be able to see, basically this is the renewal rate that we have. Again, we get our insurance company kind of through a collaborative through the League of Municipalities and Lincoln's called the LIFE program, and it's coverage through Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We happen to be in their statewide coverage band, if you will. There is the possibility that we would do one of the limited networks next year. Basically, Blue Cross Blue Shield has two primary networks that they work with. If you happen to have all of your doctors in one of those limited more networks, you actually can save a little bit of money by choosing that option. We don't provide that option to our employees right now, but like I said, we may end up doing that sometime down the road. It doesn't cost us anything additional, and it would give them some possibilities to save a little bit of money. But staying with the same program that we have this current year, and again, this plan would pick up or begin in July of this year, the cost increase was only 4% across the board. And so what you can see on the screen up here, the numbers in this small little column are the number of employees that we currently have. This is the city's PPO program, and then the high deductible healthcare plan down below. And so you can see, again, respectively, the number of employees that are in each of those various categories. But all the way across the board, 4%. Light wanted us to remind our elected officials that what they do every year is they kind of come out with a group rate increase, which again is 4%, and then each municipality has its own rate. This current year we're at 4% as well. There's no guarantee necessarily that we would always be at what the overall group rate would be. We could be higher than that, lower than that, depending upon the claims that actually, you know, come due during the previous year. But this year we're all the same, again, 4%. In our budget, Rod Storm had, and it's kind of typical for the approach that he has and I will continue to take, is that we kind of budget for 10%. That way we're prepared for whatever might happen, knowing that there are certain years where there can be a substantial increase in that. So we're in good shape between now and the end of this current fiscal year, which for the city is through September. And then, of course, we'll have a new budget coming to you over the summer months, and that would kick in October, and that would cover the bulk of the rest of this year, which again is July through June. So any questions from any of you? The Finance Committee did meet on it.
Does your Gentle Envision run through a different program?
Yes, it's through a different program. And again, that's been 100% covered by the city. We don't anticipate any changes for any of those programs.
And what does QHDHP stand for in the current setup there?
Oh, Ben, he's not here.
That's okay.
He ran away, yeah. I don't know if it's qualified high deductible healthcare plan.
Is that your HSA plan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know it's the high deductible plan. I'm assuming the Q is qualified.
And there was mention of EEs. What is that?
On the other page, which I think maybe is on here.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so one of the things that the city decided to do on the high deductible healthcare plan, again, that's the typical HSA, healthcare savings account. The city has always contributed some money to those accounts to help offset the huge potential liability that you might have. When they switched to the LIGHT program, and Brenda, correct me if I say all this wrong because this was when I was not here. When they switched to the LIGHT plan, the out-of-pocket was substantially higher. There's the ability to create a healthcare reimbursement program that the city then had gone forward with. And so basically to cover the difference between the maximum out-of-pocket that was in the old plan a couple years ago and this new one, the city offered to do this reimbursement program. And so the blue is the real cost that ultimately the employee would see. They have to pay the difference first, then they submit those receipts and then get reimbursed, as the plan is called, reimbursed by the city. Yeah, great question.
Any comments from the public?
The Finance Committee did meet, and we were happy to see that it is only 4% with the amount that was allotted in case it did increase. So with that, I would like to introduce resolution number 2023-18.
Resolution number 2023-18 was introduced by Councilmember Hafer, approving the renewal proposal received from Blue Cross Blue Shield for employee health insurance effective July 1st, 2023.
Make a motion to adopt resolution number 2023-18 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-18 as presented. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. City Administrator Report. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Again, just a couple things to kind of bring you up to speed on what's going on around town. James, with our Parks Program, is here. I'm going to have him get up and talk a little bit about the lights down at Bettsfield. I know that's been somewhat of a concern, and then I do have a report for you regarding the boat ramp, and so I'll fill you in on that, and then answer any other questions that you might have. So, James.
Here's James. Assistant Superintendent, Parks and Rec here in Blair, 842 North 12th Street. Can you type that fast, Brenda? God bless you. Okay, update on the lights that we purchased November, whenever that was, I cannot remember. They arrived in January. Our window to try to put them up was going to be last week of February up through St. Patrick's Day before we started high school ball. At that time, the ground thawed out, frost left. Heath Warwick down to Dix, who was the electrician on board, deemed it was not safe to have a crane and the man lift down there, have it sinking into the ground, you know, a possible tip over. When you get 90 feet up in the air, you know, it's a little hairy up there. So. We all conversed, made the decision to back off and wait until May 1st. Well, now May 1st is here, the lights are still in a box in their warehouse. And the reason, after I had a meeting with Heath, the reason being was, is if he got into something, because we're moving electrical components that are on the field now, we have to bore new wires, a couple new wires under the field. After getting all that, Heath wants it to his work to match the guarantee that we're getting from Musco Lighting. So it's 10 years, maintenance free. So when when Heath is done, the lights turn on, everybody claps because we got the lights on. Heath wants to walk away and not come back for 10 years. So with that, they'll have to drive on the field with some of the equipment. They didn't want to put extra pressure on us at the Parks Department trying to fix the field for the boys to be able to play. We didn't want to cancel any games. And then also, once they cut the power to put the new transformer in and move that electrical service off the playing surface, there's no power down there at all. No lights for the scoreboard, no lights in the concession stand, no PA system, nothing. It's completely dark. With that, decision was made to go after the season was over, which I just spoke with Heath today, and July 9th is our last home game, so we can start anytime after that. He has said that we'd still be able to practice there leading up to our district and state tournaments. Just as if there's any damage to the field, it would give me time to fix it. It would give them time if there was a hiccup, if a wire needed changed or something come up, you know, the intangibles that nobody can control, that we would have time to do it right and not be rushed by anything. So then that way, once they're on, and then we're good to go. So I'd be happy to field any questions if anybody needs to, or if you have anything to add.
I thought it was very important to hear from James himself, because obviously he's intimately involved in the baseball itself down there. And Heath was adamant. He didn't want to do anything that was going to interrupt the play that was already scheduled. It didn't want to damage the fields. And again, like you said, put the pressure on him. I know he feels badly that it's taken so much time. They would have loved to have hit that little window that was supposed to open up in May. But, you know, between the rains that would come at various times and the fields then would get soft again, just in his mind was not a conducive time to do that. And so it's unfortunate that we didn't get them up earlier. But July is coming.
Yes, so, and I guarantee you they will get up.
So since, even though the lights are delivered, the 10 years doesn't start until you install?
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. So they are currently now sitting inside of East Warehouse down at Dick's. All the cross arms with the siding lasers and all that are in a shed that down at Vets Field, out of the weather, away from any possible thing that could happen to damage something. So everything's protected. It's stored safe. It's just waiting for the time to get up.
Did they get moved inside? They are. Yes. I saw when they were sitting outside.
Yes.
I thought, okay.
Nope. I took care of all that.
All right. You're a holler. Yep. Good to help.
Move some other stuff. Yeah.
Yes. I cleaned out. Actually threw away stuff I didn't need.
Good time to do it, right?
Yeah. I've been on that mission.
James, when will the scoreboard go out?
Scoreboard is due to be delivered, shipped out from Brookings, South Dakota on June 5th. Should be here either that afternoon or the morning of June 6th. And then we have the holes dug and the poles will be done maybe next week.
Hopefully next week. We're working with Gethman, some people from Gethman Construction and Babkel. The poles have been welded together and painted, and they're ready to be there, but both those companies do a lot of work for Cargill, and Cargill's year end is May 31st, so they're a little busy. They're a little more receptive to me saying, next week's fine. They said, yeah, we can make next week work. should hopefully be in next week. We'll pour concrete hopefully by the end of next week, and then, you know, let it cure, and by the time it gets here, we should be about right on.
Perfect.
Yep. So we'll offload. If they arrive late in the day, we'll offload the scoreboard, send the truck on its way. So they will currently sit out beside the old scoreboard until the next day or the day after, and then we'll put it up. For everybody's knowledge, that will go up and that will work this summer. He said that he will make that work. So at least we're getting somewhere.
Do we have a template for the hole spacing to know what's going to fit the scoreboard before the scoreboard gets here? Yep. Or are we not going to dig holes till after?
Dextronics sent it to
they're
us.
Already they're already done.
Measured and planned and dug the holes. The holes are dug.
Okay.
So
that was all sent with Dextronics when we ordered the scoreboard.
Super.
Found a location that would not interfere with what we call the hitter's eye out behind center field. And gives us the ability to utilize the old scoreboard frame for a future project down at the ballpark. So it won't be So we don't have to take it down. We can turn it into something useful, utilize it for something good. So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank right. you for all
the Thanks, James. Appreciate the good collaboration, not only with all of our employees, but all the good volunteers around town. So it's great to see all that happen. Boat ramp was delivered today, so that's good. Installation started today, so that's a very good thing. I do want you, though, as the council, to know that there was a continual hiccup all the way along the whole project. Now, again, I'm just kind of delving into all the details of this myself, but from what I can piece together, it looks like obviously it was a project that was engineered by one company, probably manufactured by another, shipped here by them, and then they were in the process of trying to find someone to actually put it in place down at the river. And they continued to have trouble finding someone who would be willing to do that. And so they've been telling us over the last several days, well, it's ready to go, we just don't have anybody to install it. It's ready to go, we just don't have anybody to put it in. And we finally talked to the mayor and finally said, just get it here. Get it here and we'll figure out how to put it up. And so our staff has been putting it together. The original contract had that designated for someone else to be doing, so there will be a deduction that's coming. I'm still kind of reviewing that. I haven't talked with the company yet, but this is just one of those things that, you know, it's unfortunate when you're kind of playing the role of general contractor and can't really find one company to assume all the responsibility. You sometimes just have to step in and do what you have to do. So Pat Long, Mark Hodson are on top of it. They're going to make sure that it's ready to go. Pat's taking me down first thing tomorrow morning to kind of review what was done today. They'll continue to work on it a little bit. They may not have all of it installed by this weekend with the ramp that's going to be there, but enough is going to be there that people can utilize it over this weekend. They also have several other things that they're trying to get done just because of Memorial Day weekend. Got several flagpoles in different places that they're trying to get up and some other maintenance work. But Pat understands the priority of this, and we will get it, you know, at least usable for this coming weekend and then finished off as soon as we can. So any questions about that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then the last thing I just wanted to mention, I mentioned last time at the council meeting that I'd be reaching out to you. I got an email from Councilman Heifel, so I appreciate that. I haven't had a chance to get back to you yet. But I do want to be meeting. It's been kind of crazy up at the front office and trying to make sure that everything's getting done. You know, we're somewhat short-staffed. We have been interviewing for the finance director position. More information will be coming out on that as we get some confirmations back from the candidates that we're talking to. But I will be reaching out to you very, very quickly and to try to set something up within the next week or two, depending on your schedules and everything else. So appreciate all that. Any questions that you have for me?
I noticed we started grading on some of those asphalt streets.
Yes.
Do we have a timeline when we think those will be done?
My understanding is the contract kind of gave them a window of opportunity on when they were going to start, but whenever they chose to start, they had 30 days, I think it was, to get everything done. And so they're on schedule to get that done. Thank you. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank James. James gave me a tour a week or so ago, the pool and the new filters and how they work, so... Thank you for taking the time for that. And thank you to Councilmember Sandoval for the work you've been doing too on the field and the signs and stuff. I know James has been working, and I don't know who else, but I know you've been doing that. So thank you both.
And if you're ever interested in seeing the new filter system down at the pool, just reach out to us, and we'd be glad to give you a little mini tour.
It's pretty. I've seen it.
Very informative. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. I would like to let everybody know that we're having a Memorial Day ceremony on Monday, Memorial Day at 10 o'clock up at the cemetery. Happy Memorial Day. Thank a vet. Remember the fallen. And I would like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and second to adjourn the meeting. Please register your votes.
Aye.
I'm just trying to make the meeting last longer, you know?
Did you have a nanny on where you can...
No. Usually I do.
All members present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.